draw something now, again, rather forcibly to our attention. And I'm going to use the screens tonight as we come back up with the priesthood of the believer. And ask that you simply follow this, and I'll follow my book. Note that I am putting on here the expression fundamental doctrines compared with ways of responding to God which He has commanded. The numbers that I'm going to give you are the command times of God. They're mentioned many more times than these. But the number of commands only I have counted. I want to divide our screens basically into the same kind of a dimension that your chart is divided in, and I want to take these one at a time. Number one, note it with me please, the virgin birth. Is the virgin birth important to us as a doctrine? Let me simply say to you as a class that regardless of what anybody ever tells you, without the virgin birth, you do not have an incarnate Savior come to earth who is God Himself incarnate, lives and dies, taking our sins on His shoulders at Calvary, and returning to the Father to sit at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. You do not have that if Joseph is the father of Jesus. And there are a lot of scholars today. The guy that taught me Greek in seminary was a firm believer that Jesus was a bastard child that God honored. I cannot buy into that. He was the virgin son of the Almighty God, born to the Virgin Mary. And that is prime facie. That is a cardinal doctrine upon which all the church rests and all the church is built. Any group of people who do not believe in a virgin birth miss what basically is evangelical reality. And yet, can I tell you and have you write it in there that the virgin birth, in honesty, is only mentioned twice in the Scriptures? Would you write two in the line beside virgin birth? Two on that line, please. It is only mentioned twice. Does that make it an unimportant doctrine? God forbid. But right next to it, note, under ways of responding to God, I put at the very top, number one, dancing. And I've already told you that dancing, while it is mentioned numerous times, is commanded five times in the Scripture. Write five on that line, will you please? Just want to run some comparisons here for a moment. Go with me, please, to number two, missions. Is missions important to the church? Indeed, it is. That some 12 times, write that in there, Jesus says, go ye into all the world. Or in like fashion, synonymously, some phrase that tells them to move out and take their world. 12 distinct times we are told to change our location and win the lost. That is missions. It is imperative. I've spent my entire life in missions. Even though I am working in a seminary and I am laboring as a teacher, my heart is in the field. And were I able to see with two eyes, or I could walk decently, I have very little bone structure left in my feet after 45 operations. Honey, I want you to know I would be overseas like now. But I'm here. I am involved in a ministry that God has given me clearance on. I'm trying to help Cottle and help our schools. And I still save my money in any given time through the year that I can. I take back off for the islands of the Pacific. I've never been to the Holy Land. I've never been to Europe. I've had many invitations. But I've made 100 trips to the little islands of the Pacific Basin because those are the places that are on my heart. And missions is important to me. It is mentioned 12 times in Scripture. But right alongside it in the next column, note the little phrase shouting. Shouting is mentioned profusely in the Scripture, but it is commanded 65 times.